News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan. Serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. The National Weather Service is extending the winter storm warning for Berrien and Cass counties. It's now in effect until 1 p.m. Thursday, with 1 to 4 more inches of snow throughout tonight and maybe up to 6 more inches of lake effect snow possible through Wednesday afternoon. Along with that, freezing drizzle is in the forecast for tonight. A wind chill warning will be in place from 8 p.m. Tuesday through 2 p.m. Thursday. Those readings are expected to be around 45 below zero, with the wind gusts as strong as 35 miles an hour. In conditions like that, meteorologists are warning frostbite is possible for exposed skin within 10 minutes. Meanwhile, all county offices in Berrien and Van Buren counties were closed today because of the weather. Berrien County Sheriff Paul Bailey says all non-essential workers in the county were sent home at noon, and as for the roads...
Stay home if you can. If you have to travel, slow down. Make sure you have a winter gear in your car so that if you do get stranded, that you have blankets, some flares, some water that you can drink to attempt to stay warm until emergency help can get there and help you.
The sheriff said there weren't as many crashes today because most people were being cautious and many just stayed at home. The city of Benton Harbor is asking residents to stay off the roads and keep their vehicles parked off the streets. The city declared a snow emergency starting earlier today. It says vehicles parked in the street should be moved so the snow removal crews can clear everything in a safe way. The city notes if vehicles are impeding the flow of traffic or snow removal, they can be towed at the owner's expense. The city thanks everyone for their patience. Be warned if you're a pet owner. Berrien County Animal Control is responding already to calls about dogs being left outside in the winter storm. Here's Animal Control Director Tiffany Peterson.
My guys are out there, and if any animal is in imminent danger, we are going to pull your animals because it's not safe.
Peterson says they're looking out for the best interest of the animals, but they're also willing to help.
If you need help or assistance or something, holler. I mean, my guys are going to have straw on their trucks. We'll try to help you with that, but at this point, the weather conditions are so bad they need to be brought inside.
Peterson reminds pet owners dogs can get frostbite on their ears within 5 minutes during extreme cold like what we're experiencing in the middle of this week. Meanwhile, with temperatures expected to drop below zero for the rest of the week, several warming centers will be opening in Niles. The city tells us Ultra Camp on East Main Street will make soup and water available starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow, lasting through 9 a.m. Friday. Blankets, pillows, entertainment, and showers will not be available, and you should bring your own if you go there. Also, Michiana Heating and Cooling on 11th Street will be open from 3 p.m. tomorrow through 10 a.m. Saturday as a warming station. Again, no food or showers will be available, and anyone who goes should bring their own blankets, pillows, or entertainment. Finally, the Niles District Library will be open to the public during regular business hours this week. There will be no special accommodations, but the public can use the library as a place to warm up. The City of Niles says anyone without functioning heat or utilities in their home is strongly urged to make immediate alternative living arrangements for the week. With the wind chill, temperatures this week are expected to drop well below zero. Fire investigators are assessing the damage at the Ameriwood Industries furniture factory in Dowagiac. Deputy Fire Chief Robert Smith says the fire yesterday was caused by an explosion in the auger system, and he hasn't seen a larger fire in the city yet.
We could see as we were driving to the area, we could see the smoke and flames before we got there. I mean, it was pretty significant, so I called for the mutual aid group right away, which brought five other fire departments.
No one was injured. Firefighters were at the scene for nearly 7 hours in frigid conditions last night and into this morning. A Lawton man is facing charges after a weekend arson. The Van Buren County Sheriff's Department tells us firefighters were sent to a home in the 29,000 block of 62nd Avenue in Antwerp Township about 7:40 p.m. on a report of a structure fire. When responders from the Lawton Fire Department arrived yesterday, they found a couch on fire inside the home. They then learned of a man at the scene who reportedly had tried to stab himself with a small knife. When sheriff's deputies arrived, they found the man waving a large butane lighter and making threats. He was subdued by police and firefighters and taken into custody. Police say it appears the couch in the home was intentionally set on fire, and they also found a van at the property that had all of its windows smashed out. The 35-year-old suspect was taken to the Van Buren County Jail on two outstanding warrants, and the case will be referred to the Van Buren County Prosecutor's Office. And home sales in Southwest Michigan were slightly down in December. The Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors tells us December of 2018 sales were down 4% from December of 2017. Also, looking at 2018 as a whole, the year did not pass 2017 when it came to the number of homes sold. However, 2018 did set records for total dollar volume and selling prices. The association says for the year, the number of homes sold dwindled to just under 1,300 compared to 1,365 in 2017. When it comes to inventory, at the end of 2018, there was a 5.1-month supply of homes for sale. For comparison, in 2010, they had 12.7 months. The association says the rising home prices throughout 2018 were partly due to the tight inventory. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
This is Mike Weibel with Hilliard Lyons bringing you the market recap, closing stock prices of local interest for Monday, January 28th. Stock market investors are bracing for a frenzy week of earnings in what could be the crucial stage in a potential recovery from last year's lows from major equity indexes. The Dow finished down 0.8% at 24,528. The NASDAQ finished down 1.1% to 7,085. And the S&P 500 finished down 0.78% to 2,643. AEP was $76.84, up 4 cents. Apple was $156.30, down $1.46. Fifth Third Bank was $27.68, down 10 cents. And XPO Logistics was down 57 cents at $61.56. Whirlpool was down 59 cents to $124.48. Experience the Hilliard Lyons difference by going to Hilliard.com and scheduling an appointment with one of our wealth advisors today, or call our offices at 983-7500.
WSJM News Now continues. The government is fully reopened, but lawmakers are working to prevent the same thing from happening again in just 3 weeks. ABC's Trish Turner reports from Capitol Hill.
With the 35-day government shutdown at an end, now the hard part really begins, with lawmakers sitting down together for the first time this Wednesday. The bipartisan group of 17 from the House and Senate, with a one-seat majority for Democrats, have until February 15th to come to a border security compromise to keep the government open. But the stickiest problem remains President Trump's insistence on nearly $6 billion for a border wall. Trish Turner, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
President Trump says he doubts he'd be willing to accept less than $5.7 billion he has demanded from Congress to build the wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. And Trump told the Wall Street Journal he doesn't think congressional negotiators will strike a deal that he'd accept to end the border wall standoff, and pledges to build a wall anyway, using his executive powers to declare a national emergency. The Democrats oppose the wall and say it would be ineffective and wasteful. Meanwhile, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office reports the economic fallout from a partial government shutdown was far greater than first reported. ABC's Andy Field has details.
An $11 billion hit to the economy. That's how much the Congressional Budget Office says the shutdown cost the United States from Christmas till last Friday.
It's also the indirect effects of federal... Spending by federal workers.
CBO's Keith Hall says the real long-term effect may be slower growth and the loss of confidence and another possible shutdown in February. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Preparations are underway in the Midwest for the dangerously cold temperatures expected this week. Here's ABC's Ryan Burrow.
The governor of Wisconsin and city of Minneapolis issuing emergency declarations. Law enforcement and the National Weather Service encouraging drivers to stay off the roads as wind chills could dip to 50 degrees below zero. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel announcing the city will be deploying warming buses for homeless people.
Sometimes homeless don't want to go to the shelters. If they're on a bus, they don't have to go to a shelter. And then the bus was available. We're going to up it this time, and we're going to up it Wednesday. We're going to up it Thursday.
The University of Notre Dame is shutting down its campus Tuesday night through Thursday morning. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers declaring a state of emergency because of the snow and impending dangerously cold weather. He signed the order today that directs all state agencies to assist if any emergency response and recovery efforts are needed because of the snowstorm and cold. He's also activating the Wisconsin National Guard to assist with local emergency responders if needed. Many parts of Wisconsin had received up to 7 inches of snow as of this morning. A state of emergency has been declared in Washington State over a measles outbreak. There are 35 confirmed cases, and you'll never guess who's affected. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
The outbreak is affecting mainly unvaccinated children in Washington State, primarily in Clark County, which is on the southern border just across the Columbia River from Portland, Oregon. 30 of those with measles were not vaccinated, and the rest are unverified. Most have been children under 10 years old. The Washington State Military Department is organizing resources to help in the outbreak response. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Insurance claims from California's deadly November 2018 wildfires have topped $11.4 billion. Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara said today the more than $8 billion worth of damage comes from the fire that leveled the town of Paradise and killed 86 people. About $3 billion more is from two Southern California wildfires that ignited the same week. So far, so good in downtown Atlanta for the kickoff to Super Bowl week. But as ABC's Pete Combs reports, there's growing questions about the weather.
Both the NFL and the city of Atlanta have been working on Super Bowl 53 for about 18 months. But the one thing they can't control is the weather. Still, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says
part of our preparation has been for inclement weather.
That plan includes prepping roads and sidewalks for snow and ice. And if the Tuesday forecast pans out,
as my mother says, it's no time to be a hero. Stay home.
As for the game itself, the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium has a retractable roof. Pete Combs, ABC News, Atlanta.
A woman is recovering after she was stuck in a New York City elevator for 3 nights. Aaron Katursky has more.
We added an engine just to call the state, and they were in the elevator since Friday.
Even the firefighters on their way to the rescue couldn't believe it.
They've been in the elevator since Friday.
Firefighters found a 53-year-old household employee in the private elevator that became stuck Friday when no one else was home in the luxury townhouse. They freed her after forcing the door and took her to the hospital where she's now stable. The owner, Arkansas-based investment banker Warren Stevens, did not respond to a call for comment. Buildings inspectors are working to determine why the elevator got stuck. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
And not even an Academy Award-winning actor could put a crack in glass at the movies this past weekend. More now from ABC's Matt Wolf.
It is true.
Glass continuing its number one post at the box office, pulling in just over $19 million over the weekend. With the upside, an Aquaman coming in at number two and three.
Weird stuff going on right now.
And some pretty low numbers for Matthew McConaughey's Serenity. It struggled to break the $5 million mark.
You've got to stop pretending everything is awesome.
Now look for these positions to switch up when the Lego Movie 2 opens February 8th. It's tracking between $45 and $60 million opening weekend. Matt Wolf, ABC News.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by ArtFX in Bridgman. Eye-catching vehicle wraps, custom signs, logos, and apparel. ArtFXSign.com. They're more than just a sign shop.